Human pleasure and pain are processed in the same region of the brain. This reward pathway is like a balance scale that releases dopamine every time we experience pleasure. But the brain wants a balanced scale. That's known as homeostasis. So it actually nudges that scale back to the side of pain. And this isn't a design flaw. It's actually a survival mechanism. Our brains evolved to help us avoid pain and seek pleasure. And this ensures our survival, at least it did in a world of scarcity and danger. But now we're living in an ecosystem of overwhelming abundance. We have highly reinforcing substances and behaviors now, things like sugar, caffeine, smartphones, shopping, gambling, porn, alcohol, and other drugs. All of these things are offering a shortcut to feeling good. So what begins as a reward can often become dependence and sometimes even compulsion. And our ancient wiring hasn't caught up to modern life. When we're flooding our brains with dopamine, the brain actually down-regulates its natural production. And this leaves us in a chronic dopamine deficit, where we feel off unless we're chasing our next fix. And it's not to feel euphoric either. It's just to feel normal. And when we stop using the thing that's giving us that relief, we experience withdrawal. And that can create anxiety, cravings, depression, insomnia, and irritability. At first, we think, oh, maybe just a small hit. I'll have a cookie, a cake, some ice cream, a scroll, maybe a drink, that it might bring that big rush. And sometimes it does. But over time, that pleasure diminishes while the after effects grow stronger. And this is how that tolerance develops. We need more of the substance or behavior to achieve the same effect. And the crash on the other side becomes more severe. We fall harder and faster. This cycle of up, down, and craving stability is not a moral failure. This is the predictable response of a brain seeking balance in an environment that overstimulates and disconnects us from our natural rhythms. And stress is said to be the driving factor that can lead to these unhealthy behaviors. The famed researcher Brené Brown tells us that we are now considered to be the most stressed, depressed, overweight, overmedicated population in history. That's, of course, all of us who are privileged to live in this first world. The challenge now is not to simply stop the behaviors, but to understand why we needed them in the first place. Addiction is not about the substance. It's about the pain, right? Dr. Gabor Maté tells us all the time, stop asking why the addiction and start asking why the pain. It's about the unmet needs that are driving the behaviors. Connection, safety, regulation, love, acceptance, compassion. Once we learn to recognize that, we can start to treat ourselves with curiosity and compassion instead of judgment. There is hope. The brain can restore balance. The brain has this remarkable thing called neuroplasticity. We can mold and sculpt new neural networks to serve us in healthier ways. Now, it does require time and patience and often some discomfort, but discomfort is only temporary, right? If we resist that urge to immediately reach for relief, the painful feelings eventually pass and equilibrium will return. This is the process of healing. There was recently a Harvard study that taught participants to reframe their stress response as being helpful rather than harmful. Sounds easy, right? They were told things like, the pounding heart is preparing you for action, or that rapid breathing is bringing oxygen to your brain. And believe it or not, the results were quite profound. Participants who learned to embrace their stress as a resource felt more confident and less anxious. And even more astonishing was what happened physiologically. Their blood vessels stayed relaxed, indicating a cardiovascular profile of joy or courage instead of danger. And this tells us something vital. How we think about our experiences literally changes how our body responds. We receive what we perceive. What we think about, we bring about, right? And the goal here isn't to eliminate stress or discomfort, right? Stress is not going anywhere. What we need to do is build a healthier relationship with it. And when you can recognize that feelings of being overwhelmed are just often our body's way of saying, you're alive. You're a fallible human. You care. You're being called to rise to the occasion. The next time you feel that wave of overwhelm, whether it's a craving or a surge of panic, try just pausing. Pause, take a breath. Ask yourself, what is this really about? What is my brain trying to balance here? What is my body trying to prepare me for? And then you can respond, not with fear or shame, but with awareness. This is the first step toward freedom and healing. I know, it sounds complicated, but it's not really. You just take one step at a time, you plan your path, and as long as you keep stepping in the direction you want to go, you'll get to where you want to be. Thanks so much for being here with me on this empowering movement toward better mental health for all. May the force be with you, and remember, you are the force.